Now for a different perspective, we turn to Democratic Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, who represents the District of Columbia. She's been speaking out about this decision, and she joins us now from the nation's capital. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So now that the rulings come down, what do you think is going to change for your district and for the Washington metro area?
Well, two things are going to happen. There are going to be tight regulations under a tightly written law. And no matter what we do, you're going to see violence in the home, particularly that we didn't see before, domestic violence, suicides, because people will be able to keep guns in their homes. And all the data tells us that while guns are rarely used to catch a criminal, they are often used to attack family members during quarrels or friends during quarrels and of course, accidents and suicides. We are very concerned that these guns have no lock and key on them, of course, and there's no ball and chain, so they will make their way into the streets in some cases. We're going to do the best we can to control what happens, but the fact is that the court has spoken. The conservatives who decried the court when it was not on their side, I suppose, love the court now, so I think they should stop talking about activist courts, because we've just seen an activist court at work.
Now, you suggested the wording of the decision left open the possibility for new and differently worded gun bans, including in the district. What do you mean, what do you see ahead?
All the decision requires is that a person be permitted to have a gun in her home to be used only for self-defense purposes. You can write a dozen regulations around that, and I'm sure the district is in the process of doing it. In fact, the bill has already been introduced. You've got to understand that 100% of the council and the mayor oppose this, and that's the way it's been throughout the history of the district ever since we got home rule.
When you think about the District of Columbia, I mean, you are a non-voting member of Congress who has a huge amount of public influence through what you do, but you don't have the same rights as other people who are in Congress. And when you think about your district, the people in it, the racial composition, the economic composition, what do you want to see for your people?
Well, it's a travesty that in the 21st century there would be any American citizens that didn't have representation in their own Congress. I do vote in the Committee of the Whole. I vote in committee. I'm chair of a subcommittee. But the fact is, on the final vote, whether to go to war or not, whether to raise your taxes or not, my folks don't get a final vote on that through me or anybody else because they don't have representation in the Congress. And yet, of course, the Congress can do what it wants at will to us as it does to others. We're trying to get the House vote now. We got it through the House. We expect another vote in the Senate soon. To the credit of 8 Republicans who joined the senators, there were 57% of the Senate for giving the district. This is the House-only vote, the House-only vote. But as your listeners may know, only in the Senate of the United States, nowhere else in the world, is 51% not a majority. So here you had, in the 21st century, the filibuster of a voting rights bill. There have been a lot of people on the ground in targeted states, so I think we can still win this one meager vote for the 600,000 people who live in the District of Columbia this year. If not, we think there's going to be a change in the White House, and that should do it.
Well, Congresswoman, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That's Democratic Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, who represents the District of Columbia.